May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When Jesus invites us as disciples to follow him, what he's inviting us to do is not only to follow him into his specific purposes and plan for us, but to stay in the environment of living in his presence. So the most insightful thing that any believer can do is just follow Jesus, because not only do you get his presence, but you get his exact purpose and plan for your life. He leads you, and even though it's his life, he leads you in the life that he lives through your particular life and his plans for your life. I was reminded this morning of just something that John said. I've talked about this before, but just the difference between immaturity and maturity spiritually. In John chapter 21, when the Lord reiterated his call to Peter, after Peter had stumbled and fell so badly, denying Christ three times at the point of the trials just before the crucifixion. And he reaffirms to Peter that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, and that for Peter's calling to do the things he's called to do. In verse 18, after that whole section, he says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go." Now this he said, signifying the kind of death that he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." And Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus was always loving, speaking of John, following them, and then the one who has also leaned back on the breast of Jesus at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" And then Peter says to him, to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If you want to remain until I come, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." There's a few things in here that are significant, and if you're CTKers, you've heard some of this before. But the bottom line is, Jesus is telling Peter, you just follow me. That's where your destiny is going to be found. That's where your purpose is going to be found. That's where your joy is going to be found in my presence. You follow me. Don't concern yourself with this other one. Because what Jesus had prophesied or predicted here is that Peter was going to be bound up and be crucified upside down, the kind of death that would glorify him. And yet John was going to live to be an old man, live to be 95, 96 years old. And so when Peter heard about his story, his particular story, didn't seem very exciting, he was jealous and compared and said, "Well, what about this guy and his story?" But metaphorically, I believe with all my heart, Jesus was also talking about spiritual maturity. He says, one of the things about being younger in the Lord, you kind of get away with a lot of stuff. You get to do what you want to do, sort of, kind of, as long as it's not something terrible. But as you grow older in the Lord, kind of God binds you up to his heart, and you're led about by somebody else. You don't get away with as much as you used to get away with. That's the kind of death that glorifies God. It's a death to yourself. There are often times as you get older and older in the Lord, the Lord binds you up and leads you into places that your flesh really doesn't want to go, that you get really inconvenienced. My life is such that my schedule is just crazy. When I was younger, as a young man, probably for the wrong reasons, I wanted to travel and go and do all the kind of cool stuff. Now that I've gotten older, I just want to stay home and pray and teach at Christ the King. And when I look at my schedule, I go, "Oh my goodness." And it's really easy. Like this next weekend, I'm going to go do a ladies' retreat. What in the world am I doing a ladies' retreat for? But it's God's will for me. And so the Lord's kind of like being bound up. And now here's the issue. When you're younger, you get to do you get away with a lot of stuff. And then when you're asked to do things you don't want to do, you gripe and complain a lot and compare yourself to other people. Well, how come their life is so much better? And why is they got to? But as you get older in the Lord, you have to lose the griping. You have to lose the complaining. There's a place in Psalm 40, verse 8, it's one of my favorite ones, challenging place. This is about the life of Jesus himself as the Son of Man. And it says this, "I delight to do thy will, O my God." And the real mark of maturity is as you grow older and you've yielded more and more, you've died to self more and more, the kind of death that glorifies God. and you're very content, not just content, but you actually delight in you not only not having less and less control about your life and about your schedule and about what goes on in your life. But that's where Jesus is said to follow him at. And it's in his presence, not in circumstances and situations and schedules all working out the way you want them to. It's following him, no matter how many places you're bound up and led into that your flesh doesn't particularly like. And as you go into those places delighting to do his will, there you find happiness. There you find fullness of joy. There you find fullness of destiny and purpose for your life. But as we grow older, we continue to complain and compare ourselves to others. What about this person? How come they don't have it so hard? Why am I dealing with this and they aren't dealing with this? Why do they have this and I don't have this when I'd like to have that? You see, it's not in what your journey looks like that brings you happiness or fullness. It's you following him in your particular journey and knowing his presence, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And I learned this more and more and more as I get older. Just trusting him to lead me and delighting in it and not daring to compare myself to somebody else who might, I think, have it easier. Would I really want their path and not have him? Because I can't have him and their path. I can only have him in my path. And I can trust that he knows exactly what he's doing with my life. Because it's all about him. That Song of Solomon verse in chapter 1 where he says, take me away with you, let us come. The other translation of that is, draw me after you and let us run together. That's what we ask in the Lord. Draw me after you. You're the whole thing. You're what I'm after. You're what we're after. Not this blessing and that blessing, or my life looked like this, or the American dream, or no troubles here, or no circumstances there. I want you. Because in following you, I get it all. So Lord, just lead me. No more complaining. Just take me places my flesh doesn't like. As long as I'm following you, that's all that matters. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.